Welcome to Faith and Family. I am Sarah Gulseth. We have LSS with us today in studio. It is Thursday, after all, to talk about successful aging. And a little bit later, we're going to have some of our development folks in studio talking about Share-a-thon over the weekend. Thank you to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for their support of Faith and Family. To find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin, go to our website, kfuo.org, and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section. So, it's Thursday. We have Lutheran Senior Services and Anne-Marie Wallace and a whole bunch of Facebook fans out there. So, welcome, Anne-Marie.
Thank you so much for having us, Sarah. We're always excited.
It helps if I have your mic on.
It does help to have the microphone on. No, we're very excited to be here, always to come and share a little bit of our expertise and our knowledge when it comes to senior living and services, whether you're here in the St. Louis area or whether you're very far away. We just hope to bring some relevant information. And today that is definitely the case, as I have brought some of our experts with us to talk about how we can successfully age in a unique way that we're doing it specifically at Lutheran Senior Services. So thanks for having us on.
Of course.
Now I do, before we get started, here in St. Louis, it was a very big day yesterday because it was Concordia Seminary St. Louis's call day.
Yes, it was.
And for those of you who are maybe unfamiliar, this is the point where if you are a second year student, you get assigned your vicarage or your internship where you'll go for a year to kind of practice and study. And then the fourth year students are then given their call or their placement. And we were very excited yesterday because we actually have on vicarage with us beginning soon David Jander. He's going to be with our clinical pastoral education program, which is based off of Laclede Grove Senior Living Community.
Oh, wow.
So yay, David and his family. We're very excited for him to join us. He's going to be helping others learn how they can specifically minister to older adults, which is such a growing need. So David, we're really excited to have you join us as part of the Lutheran Senior Services family. And then Carla Schmidt last night received a call to be a deaconess and chaplain at our Mason Point Senior Living Community in Town and Country. So both to David and to Carla, we're really excited that they're going to be joining our ministry and mission at Lutheran Senior Services. So lots of celebrations yesterday.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I know. Well, and there was just so many people coming in from all over the United States for that service.
Right.
It was such a great day.
That's awesome.
So, like I said, Sarah, we're really excited because I have brought with me today Dawn Dieterman. She is our Director of Community Wellness at Meridian Village Senior Living Community, which is in Glen Carbon, Illinois. Just a hop, skip, and a jump across the river, right, Dawn?
Right.
And she's going to be talking a little bit about how we can successfully age. And at LSS, that's really important to us. And we do that through something called Masterpiece Living. It's a partnership that we formed. And so, Dawn, thank you so much for being in studio with us today.
I'm so excited to be here. Masterpiece Living, honestly, whole people wellness is my favorite thing to do and to talk about and everything. So, you know, at LSS, we're committed to creating this environment of wellness and making, and having that partnership with Masterpiece Living gives us a lot of tools to help make that happen. We've seen a few shifts since we've started using the tools that they can provide. And since we've started with this partnership with them, you know, our staff are empowered by their leadership to kind of reach out and forge deeper relationships with residents and even lead activities or classes or you know, what have you, that are outside of their job description. So we'll have maybe a waitress teaching drumming classes to our residents and staff. One of our maintenance gentlemen was teaching a Spanish class, you know, so not usually what you'd think of when you think of waitresses and maintenance, but we're really encouraging that kind of whole building partnership with, you know, forging these relationships with people.
And I know that, so I've been at Meridian Village, and Sarah, this is something that kind of Meridian Village has helped to pilot to see if maybe we can do this at all of our other communities as well. And so Dawn, correct me if I'm wrong, but Masterpiece Living kind of sits on four pillars, four ways that you can like successfully age, four focuses almost. Is that what you would call it?
Yeah. So commonly called the dimensions of wellness, mm-hmm. and different philosophies have, you know, some are up to nine, I guess, different dimensions, and we focus on
like four. Yeah. Four is a lot easier right. to remember.
So, and if you think of the mnemonic of SIPs, so we have the spiritual, intellectual, physical, and social, and you know, SIPs. That's the first
S I P S. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's nice. So we have our little SIPs of wellness, and that's really easy to remember.
So with Masterpiece Living and with these four, with SIPs, then that's how you all at Meridian Village, and I should mention as well that our Heisinger Bluffs location in Jefferson City, Missouri, and our Breeze Park location in St. Charles, they're also piloting this program. And so they're doing very similar things to what Dawn and Meridian Village is doing. So Dawn, everything that you guys do at Meridian Village around kind of lifestyle enrichment and successfully aging kind of all focus around those four areas: spiritual, intellectual, physical, and social.
Correct. So we're able to use this. One of the tools that they have at Masterpiece Living is called a lifestyle review. And each resident and family member and staff member can complete this lifestyle review. And you get this feedback that tells you, you know, how you're doing. How are you doing spiritually? You know, here are some ideas for improvement. Here are some things that that might lend themselves to, if you are interested in spiritual wellness improvement, these are some ideas for you. And one of the things that we really try to focus on, we talked about blending with our staff, but also having the residents guide the planning. And those lifestyle reviews help to give the ownership to the residents, because we receive de-identified data from it. And we can see, for instance, it seems that most of our residents are having a hard time getting those five fruits and vegetables every day. So what can we do about that? And we made a community change to have bowls of fruit so that people could, you know, get enough fruit, because it's important to get all of the different, you know, that'd be a physical wellness, obviously. But
well, I think the most important about what you said, and Sarah, I'm sure you can agree, is the fact that it really is what the residents want to do. So in senior living before, you could have classified it as, you know, it was people at the top telling the residents what to do and how they should do it. That is the old school of thinking. But really, with Masterpiece Living and what Lutheran Senior Services has embraced, is we have great residents, and having them make the decisions and the choices based upon what they want to do and what they feel is important. And obviously we've got staff members like Dawn who are there to help guide and support and offer, you know, their expertise as mm-hmm. well. But it really is all about being resident-led and resident-directed. And honestly, if I were to think off the top of my hand of someone at LSS who carries that flag higher and further, Dawn Dieterman, you would be that person.
Well, I know it has been lovely to be able to step back and, you know, we have this belief in growth, right? That anybody at any age, at any stage in their life can grow and develop and improve whatever it is that they want to improve. It's not what I want to improve in you. It's what you have that you want to do. So we've got, I mean, for instance, we had one of our residents came to me one day, and it was kind of new in our Masterpiece Living journey. So I still had a little sticky note on my door that said, "How can I support you?" Mm-hmm. Because instead of saying, "What can, you know, let me do that for you. Let me take care of that." The conversation can turn into, "How can I support you?" And this resident had come to me. She wanted to have me start a crocheting group to teach people how to make plastic sleeping mats out of grocery bags for homeless people, because this was something that very, very strong in her heart. She felt like this was something that she could do. She didn't feel like she could go out and minister on the street, mm-hmm. but she felt like she could do something to help. And that's, you know, volunteering and doing for people is, you know, to bring it back into the scientific. It's part of the social, or not just social, but your spiritual wellness. And so instead of saying, yeah, that's great, let me take care of that, I said, what can I do to support you so that you can make this happen? Because I think it's amazing. And she said, really? I said, yeah, what can we do for you to make this go? And so she said, well, I have to think about it. I'm not, you know, because she was expecting me to take it and do. And now they've made and distributed over 20 of these mats that are beautiful works of art, but they're like a cushiony, waterproof sleeping mat for people who, you know, that wet concrete outside is where they're sleeping tonight. So kind of an amazing opportunity for us to see, you know, who is it? Because I didn't know anything about these things, but that was her passion. And her passion is what kept this group growing and ministering for
and
so long.
I love hearing that passion that comes from our residents, that comes from our staff members, as they really embrace this empowerment, you know, of the empowerment of masterpiece living. And that's why we're so excited to be a part of it, and why, Sarah, we had to come today and share a little bit about that. So not only did we bring Dawn Dieterman here in studio, because like I said, she carries the masterpiece living flag higher and further, and we love her for it. But Dawn, then you brought someone in today as well. Can you make some introductions for everyone?
I would love to introduce to you my aunt, Pat O'Keefe. And she, you got her? Okay, good. She she is a resident here at Meridian Village. When I started working at Meridian Village, I told her I thought it was a good idea for her to come out. And I said, you need to come and take a tour and really think about this. And so she finally did and said, why didn't you tell me earlier? So,
Well, and there's no higher recommendation, I think, than when our staff members recruit their, you know, their grandparents or their own parents to come and live at the community that they work at because they love it so much. So, Dawn, I think your story happens all the time. Yeah. So, Pat, we are super excited to have you here in studio because you, just like Dawn, have come to understand why masterpiece living is so great. Tell us a little bit, in your own words, how you feel masterpiece living has changed your life.
Okay. It's just total change. I thought I was active before, and that's nothing compared to what I'm doing now. I'm busy constantly. I feel just 100% better. Everything you're engaged in, just every part of you is engaged in everything you do.
And when you say every part, you're talking about that spiritual, intellectual, physical, and social.
Yes.
That's great.
Because the more you move, the stronger your muscles get, the stronger your bones get. And I can't say enough good things about the core program that's there. Oh, and one thing. We passed 37 mats.
37.
Oh, and in fact,
just the other day.
Really quickly, because I know that Dawn and Pat, you brought one in. So for you who are listening out at KFUO, we actually live broadcast our radio segment here on Facebook. So if you were to go to lssliving.org, which is our website, and then from there either go to Facebook, or you can go directly to Facebook by facebook.com/Lutheran Senior Services. Dawn here has actually brought one of the mats that Pat and her group of friends have knitted together. And so that's one of their projects that started through Masterpiece Living, as Dawn was talking about.
This particular one was made by the daughter of the woman who came up with the idea.
Oh, wow.
Her, and that was where she got the idea for it. Now, she just asked for volunteers, and everybody said, oh, hey, we'll come and help.
So it's made from plastic bags. It's crocheted together in this beautiful zigzag pattern, which who would have thought that'd be possible, Sarah?
Yeah, and I crochet a little tiny bit in my free time. That's a really nice looking thing for somebody to carry around. It's
well,
and it's such a creative craft for somebody to think about doing to help somebody to make something like that for somebody who is in need.
Right. And so this group, by getting together and making these mats, not only are you hitting on the social part of Masterpiece Living, you as a community are coming together around an idea that you're passionate about, but at the same time, it's probably spiritual as well for some people, a way that they can serve and give back to others. I mean, Pat, would you agree?
That's what we do it for. People need help, and that's going to be an ongoing thing. They're going to need help for a long time. And this is something that we can do to help them along with it. Now, not only with the mats, we figured out, okay, that's going to keep their body dry and warm. So then we started adding hats. We use ordinary yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And crochet the stocking caps and put a muffler with it. And that goes with the mats as they're given out. Mm-hmm. So we get the whole body then.
I love the way that you at Meridian Village and really around the area show love to people, show support to people in a way, you know, that uses your gifts and talents and in a way that, I mean, you give things to the homeless, you give these mats, you give these hats, but you get something back as well.
Oh, yeah. It helps us, the camaraderie of the groups that get together doing all of the various different things there. Painting group, volleyball, bowling. There are so many things that we all do. It gets us together. We can talk, interact. We have a lot of fun at it. And don't really realize that this is improving our bodies as well as our, if you improve your body, you're going to improve your psychological. That's a given. And we do those things every day, and it's just such a big improvement. But
so
the core power, I can't say enough good things about that.
And now that's an exercise program, correct?
Yeah.
That also is a part of that physical aspect of Masterpiece Living. I think Dawn was telling me a little bit earlier about core power has been really influential in your life.
Oh, yeah. I said that I had thought about it, and then there have been 3 and 4 different instances that kept me from falling. And I was able to keep myself from falling. And I give that whole thing to the core exercise. Mm-hmm. I was able to right myself and not fall.
And that I know is especially scary for older adults, is the concern and worry about falling. Yeah. So Dawn,
do so much damage if you fall.
Mm-hmm. Definitely,
and,
definitely.
You know, somebody else, they'll bounce on the floor and they'll, oh, nothing to it, and get up. We look like we were mugged. With this, you have the strength not to fall in the first place, but then it helps with your daily movement, being able to walk around, and it helps with other things that you do, the different sports and things like that we're involved in.
So, Dawn, just taking a reflective look back at your experience with Masterpiece Living, since you've started this journey, since Meridian Village has kind of come on board, embracing this philosophy of aging successfully through social, through intellectual, through physical and spiritual kind of aspects of our life, what has kind of been just your overall impression of your journey?
So, our mission is older adults living life to the fullest, right? This partnership really kind of encourages us to do that. We are not paternalistic. We're not, you know, doing for people anymore. We're care partners with people, and we are we're looking at this growth at every stage, you know, and that is so important, not to just be like, oh, well, they're dying. I guess that's how it is, because there's always an opportunity for you to do something to improve your wellness or your whatever that is, your learn something new physically or whatever. We can take a tiny step and you're still getting better, even though it's a tiny step, it's still improving. And when they call it living long and dying short. So you're truly alive for as long as you can be. And then, like I like to say, it's like a fall, like in the fall, the leaves turn beautiful colors, and then one day they just fall off the trees, and that's how we kind of encourage. It's like, you are just growing and you're getting more beautiful and more, you know, more well and more healthy and more whatever every day. And then one day...
You go meet Jesus.
You go meet Jesus and he wants to hear everything.
You know? There we go.
So very awesome.
So I do have to say, so obviously at our Lutheran Senior Services communities where we're doing this journey, and like I said, there's that SIPS mindset. What would you say then, Dawn, to all those who are listening who may not yet be at a Lutheran Seniors community, although, of course, we highly recommend it. It's a great place to live, give, and work. What would you say to those people? How can they kind of embrace Masterpiece Living maybe on their own, in their own homes or in their communities? If they're not here in the St. Louis area, maybe they're out in Washington or in California. How can they live life to the fullest and successfully age as well on their own?
So... it kind of depends on what it is that, you know, I can tell you what to do, but that might not be what you want to do, right? But look at where you are. Look at, you know, do you want to improve your spiritual wellness? How would you do that? Would you go in the garden and maybe make a, you know, beautiful, whatever makes you happy?
Like a prayer area.
I was thinking the word grotto was escaping me. But, you know, whatever it is that you want to, you know, improve upon what God gave us, right? And that's kind of our job forever. You work at what you've got, and then be happy with the tiny changes, because it's tiny changes.
They do, and
you don't have to suddenly, you know, make this life-changing, you know, change, because a tiny change is still an improvement.
So what I'm hearing is it's really a little bit of self-reflection in terms of figuring out where you want to grow in any of those four areas, or maybe you can think of a fifth one as well. And then it's figuring out, how can you make little changes in your daily life to help make improvements that make you feel more whole? That's what I'm hearing from you, Dawn. And I'm so thankful to have both of you here to talk a little bit about that. So if they want to find more information, Sarah, lssliving.org, or Masterpiece Living has a website as well that's got some great resources that explains a little bit more about why we have that partnership there and why we think it's so valuable. So yeah, thank you so much, Pat. Thank you, Dawn, for coming and sharing with us a little bit today about Masterpiece Living. And we encourage everyone to successfully age and live life to the fullest.
Sure, sure. It's very, very useful information, even for people who maybe aren't in the St. Louis area. We do have a lot of listeners elsewhere, but these are very helpful things to know as you're aging, that you don't just have to sit on the couch and watch the days go by. There are things you can actually do to improve your life even as you're aging.
And that's really all about the mission of LSS. It's living life to the fullest. And Dawn was mentioning, yeah, there's a book out there that we all read, and it's called Live Long, Die Short. And it's just how to make the most of your life in the time that you've been given.
Sure.
So it's really exciting.
Sure. So the next episode, what are we doing next time you show up?
Oh, so we actually get to come back next week. So mark your calendars. I know.
It's
exciting. With Share-a-thon, like our schedule's a little off, but totally worth it. Actually, next week, so we'll be in May then. And for those of you who might not know, May is Older Americans Month. So it's a whole month about celebrating the older adults in our community, in our lives, the impact that they've made. And so, you know, we like to celebrate things at Lutheran Senior Services. So we are definitely celebrating Older Adults Month. So again, some special guests, maybe some food. You know, I always like to bring in food. But we'll be celebrating that. So definitely, check back next Thursday, May 4th, and join us for that. But it's going to be great.
We always like having food.
I know. Well, I like always having food, too.
And so does Andy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I would, too.
You are more than welcome to
come
and join us.
Maybe I should hang out next time.
You definitely should. Definitely, definitely.
All right. So we're all out of time for this part. But you can find this video on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/...
Lutheran Senior Services.
Lutheran Senior Services. You can find it on our page as well at... facebook.com/KFUO radio. We'll have it archived on our website, so you can watch the video there and take that link to all of the LSS information that you would like to find.
Thanks, Anne Marie, for being in studio. And Dawn and Pat, thank you for being our guests today.
Thank you for having us.
So up next on Faith and Family, we have some friends from our development department, and we're going to give you a recap on Share-a-thon. Stay tuned.
Hey, everyone.